Good afternoon, and welcome once again to Let's Dive In. This is the podcast where we walk through the Bible and we decipher scripture verses and certain talking points that people may be going through to help bring a better understanding and comprehension to what people are talking about and certain scripture verses. This is season one, episode two of Let's Dive In. So without further ado, let's get right to it. Today's episode is about intimacy. Intimacy is very important. Intimacy is key to a walk with Christ. Without intimacy, it becomes extremely hard to find and walk out your relationship with Jesus Christ. It's kind of like being married and not having a single idea about anything about your wife. Me and Sarah are married. And when it comes down to it, I know Sarah, I'm intimate with Sarah, but there could be a time in our relationship whenever intimacy is not quite there anymore. So one of the biggest reasons why marriages fall apart is because people say, well, the connection's not there anymore. Ergo, the intimacy is no longer flowing in the way that it should be. Same thing with our relationship with Jesus Christ. If you're feeling like there is a distance, you know, a lot of people describe a certain situation in their life, certain feelings, like, Lord, I feel distant. I feel like there's a separation. Well, it's all going to come down to, are you intimate? Are you seeking his face? Are you getting alone? Are you getting into that secret place? In the last episode, we talked about how the secret place is not an actual place, but it's more along the lines of that area and that atmosphere that you put yourself into in order to find God, in order to meet with God, in order to be alone with God. That could be literally a prayer closet. In last episode, we talked about how my house that we just bought actually has a prayer closet that is in it. And unfortunately, there is stuff in there right now, but we're hoping to get it cleaned out and turn it back into a prayer closet. But there was a prayer closet that was actually in there. The lady we bought it from, she had that as a prayer closet and even had a cute little prayer jar. Now, what I want to go over today is intimacy. So we're going to go ahead and dive on in with the first scripture verse of John 17, verse 3. This is eternal life, that they may know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent. Let's go ahead and go over the definition of intimacy. Intimacy is close familiarity or friendship, closeness. So it's being close. Whenever you're intimate with somebody, a lot of times when we describe intimacy, first of all, I'm going to go ahead and just put this to rest. A lot of times when you say intimacy, people are like, oh my God. But no, intimacy is not a dirty wordy. It's not an adult word. Intimacy is simply getting to know, becoming close. Intimacy is the biggest reason why marriages work. That and communication, honesty, and all that good jazz. Now, the biggest reason why relationships actually fail is not only there's a lack of intimacy, but there's also a lack of God. You have to look at a relationship to be like a triangle. God the Father is in the very top of the triangle, the tippy top, husband, wife, complete the triangle. So, going back to intimacy is key whenever you're walking out a relationship with Jesus Christ. You begin to know him. You begin to get close to him. You begin to get into that familiarity with him to where, you know, the Bible says that my sheep hear my voice and they know who I am. You can't do that with intimacy. There's going to be certain points in your life whenever you're going to be going through the motions and all the problems of the world are just going to come caving in like you're standing in the middle of Times Square and there's cars going by. You can somehow hear the subway below the street and you're like, how can I hear the subway below the street? But you have all these problems. There are tornadoes passing through, people screaming, babies crying. All these things are going in. All the problems of this world are going to come crashing down. But in the midst of it, you can still hear the whisper. In the midst of it, because of the intimacy that you have with Jesus Christ and God the Father, you could still hear the whisper because my sheep know my voice. So even though there may be false shepherds out there that go in and they try to lead the sheep away, they try to lead the sheep to a place to drown them in the river that way they were supposed to bring them there, to drink of the water to become healthy, but these false shepherds bring them to the river and they drown them. That is why intimacy is so important, because intimacy lets you know that when that false shepherd starts preaching or starts talking or starts leading or starts conversating, you know that is not the sound of my shepherd. I will not follow that false shepherd, that false teaching, that false doctrine, that false spirit. I refuse. I will not do it. Because my sheep know my voice, and when I call, they know that I am the righteous shepherd. So whenever everything in the world is going on, everything in the world is crashing down around you, you can know that because you have intimacy with the Father, because you have intimacy with Jesus Christ, because you have intimacy with the Holy Spirit, that the Spirit will lead you to the shepherd. Jesus is the Good Shepherd. That's one of his names. He goes by many names. Yeshua, the Good Shepherd, Prince of Peace, King of Kings, Lord of Lords, Alpha, Omega, all of it. But most importantly, one of his names is the Good Shepherd, which ties into this intimacy message. Because without intimacy, how will you know who your God is? One of the things that I like to say is remember who your God is. Know who your God is. Well, how can you do that if you don't have intimacy? John 15, verse 4, abide in me and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself unless it abides in the vine, so neither can you unless you abide in me. Guys, that's just it. You will not be effective for the kingdom of heaven if you don't have intimacy with Jesus. That's just it. That intimacy is so much more than just getting into that room and say, oh, Jesus, I just want you to come in so that way I can feel you. So that way I can get the goosebumps on my hands and my arms and my feet and my legs. No, intimacy is gearing up for battle. Intimacy is growing closer to the only thing that could sustain life. The giver of life. He is the bread of life. He is the water of life. He is the resurrection, the beginning and the end. Not even death could keep him down. He is who he says he is, and you will only understand and know that through intimacy. Let's move on. Intimacy births identity and knowledge of your identity. Now, what I mean by that is whenever you become intimate with Jesus, he begins to reveal your identity to you. That's why I said it births identity. It births who you know who you are. He sits you down and he says, I have taken you from rags to riches, from poor to rich, from a beggar to a prince or a princess, from a street performer to the very one who sits by my side on the throne. I have taken you from death unto life. He reveals yourself. Not only does he reveal himself to you, but he reveals who you are to you. Romans 8 verse 15, for you have not received a spirit of slavery, for you are no longer a slave. That's what I was just saying. You are no longer a slave. You are no longer a street beggar. You are no longer that person who's scrounging around for scraps. For you have not received a spirit of slavery leading to fear again, but you have received a spirit of adoption as sons by which we cry out, Abba, Father. I want that to sink in, because there are some people who are going to hear this podcast. Some people are going to watch or listen to this episode, and they're going to say they're going to have the crisis, that identity crisis. If they don't know who they are, because the devil has told them time and time again, you'll never amount to anything. But God has said, through me, you can amount to everything. Because through him, all things are possible, and through him, nothing is impossible. Every single giant will fall, every single stronghold will crumble, every single thing that comes against you, no weapon formed against you will prosper. But you see, you can only know these things if you are intimate with him. It becomes an issue of, are you being intimate with Jesus? Now, I said earlier that intimacy is not a dirty wordy. Intimacy is knowing who he is. A lot of people think that intimacy, whenever you first hear about it, like, ooh, he's talking about sex. No. Intimacy is just knowing who he is. Like a husband knows his wife. I know my wife. I know the things she doesn't like. I know the things she loves. I know the things that bothers her. I know the things that anger her. I know the things that she just gets excited about. I know my wife because I've been intimate with her. I've taken the time to spend with her, to understand who she is, to get alone with her, to let her know that she's my everything. Get alone with Jesus. Let him know you are my first love. You are my everything. We are no longer a part of the spirit of slavery leading us to fear again, but we have received the spirit of adoption. Guys, we are no longer slaves. Have you ever heard that song? I'm no longer a slave to fear. For I am a child of God. That points to that scripture verse right there. I am no longer a slave, for I am a child of the Most High God. We have been adopted into the heavenly royal family. We now sit as princes and princesses of the kingdom of heaven. Jesus loves the bride, otherwise known as the church. In Hosea 2, verse 19, I will betroth you to me forever. Yes, I will betroth you to me in righteousness and in justice, in loving kindness and in compassion. I will betroth you. You are mine forever. I will marry you forever. You're mine forever in righteousness and in justice, in loving kindness, and in compassion. Guys, something that the devil really likes to do is he really likes that whenever we mess up, saying, oh, that's it. That's it. He's done with you now. But you can look back and you say, no, 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 no. No, 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 no. For it is written, Hosea 2, verse 19, I will betroth you to me forever. Yes, I will betroth you to me in righteousness and in justice and loving kindness and in compassion. Where sin abides, God's grace abides much more. Intimacy will allow you to grow closer and know who God is and understand him more and understand him deeper. In Jeremiah 33, verse 3, call to me, and I will answer you, and I will tell you great and mighty things which you do not know. When you seek God's face, he will begin to reveal his mysteries. He will begin to reveal who he is. And that only happens through intimacy. That's why intimacy is so important. Whenever you're going through something, whenever you're going through a situation, you're going through a battle, you're going through just a major attack, get down on your face and worship him. Become intimate with him, and you will see God's hand hover over the situation. You will see God's hand hover over and fix the situation. You will see God's hands at work, God's plan at work. You will see because he will reveal things to you that you do not know. Well, God, I lost my job. That's because I brought you out of that job to put you in this one. But you did not know that. But because you are intimate with me, now you do. Being close to God and being intimate with Jesus is key to a successful walk and journey with Christ our Savior. That's just it, guys. Intimacy is important. It's important. You'll never be able to truly see God move if you're not intimate with Him. For my sheep know my voice. The Bible also talks about how I will stand at the door of your heart and knock. And whoever answers the door, I will come in. And I will fellowship and have dinner with you. Intimacy, guys. Intimacy is key. Intimacy is where it's at. So three things I want to leave you with today as we wrap up this episode of Let's Dive In. Seek God. Love God. And become intimate with God. I'm going to say that again. Seek Jesus. Love Jesus. And become intimate with Jesus. Same with the Holy Spirit. Seek the Holy Spirit. Love the Holy Spirit and become intimate. It's three in one, guys. You become intimate with God, you become intimate with the other two. But you begin to become intimate. So seek God, love God, and become intimate with God. This has been episode 2 of season 1 of Let's Dive In. Thank you all for listening. I hope you all had a great time listening, and I hope you guys learned something. God bless. Have a great day.